This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Less than a month remains until the start of fall semester 2021 here at Ball State, and COVID-19's Delta variant is spreading like wildfire across the country. Indiana is no exception to that spread. So how will this increase in infections, largely among the unvaccinated portion of the population, affect the start of classes at Ball State come August 23rd? Returning this week to give us some answers is Ball State President Jeff Murrins. President Murrins, welcome back.
Thank you, Stan. Good morning.
So with IU mandating vaccines and Purdue giving away seemingly cash and prizes for vaccinating, how is our incentive program doing?
Well, we are continuing our incentive program. As you know, Stan, I suspect you've been receiving those emails on a regular basis.
Yes.
Our last drawing for students and faculty and staff is next week. We've made good progress with employees. Presently, we have more than 60% of our faculty and staff who have reported that they've been vaccinated, and we're going to make a push in these last couple of weeks to increase that number substantially. With students, we're only now really beginning to gather their attestations, and we're over 30%, but with students, they have longer to report when they've been vaccinated. So we have several more weeks to report. But it's clear from those numbers, we've got more work to do. So next week, we're going to send out messages both to students and to our employees to remind them of our protocols, and specifically, if they choose not to be vaccinated, for our students, they'll be required to submit to pre-arrival testing like they did in January. They'll have to wear masks at all times inside, and they'll be subject to mandatory surveillance testing. And a similar approach with employees. If they're not vaccinated, if they make that choice, they'll have to wear masks. And we are going to initiate this time as well for our employees. We will institute some kind of a mandatory surveillance testing for them as well. So while we're respecting the right to choose whether to be vaccinated, we want to make clear in the messages that go out next week that that choice has consequences and the steps that we will need to take in order to keep them and others safe. And I think that message will then encourage even more people to get vaccinated.
What is your reaction to the CDC mask guidance released on Tuesday afternoon, advising anyone in a school, vaccinated or not, or an enclosed space, especially where there are high COVID spread numbers, to wear a mask at all times? Do you see that affecting our protocols at Ball State?
I don't know whether it will yet. And my understanding is that that new guidance didn't technically cover higher education institutions. It covered, you know, K-12 schools. But frankly, I'd like to see the data that the CDC looked at, that they reviewed to develop this new guidance, to see whether it should apply to us. You know, and as always, we're going to continue to consult with the health experts that we have on campus and the public health experts here in Delaware County. And then we're going to determine whether we should adjust our current protocols. You know, we need to continue to be responsive to current conditions and to the most current guidance and recognize why that guidance needs to change. But also, we don't want to make too many changes because it makes it hard for people to keep up with our protocols and therefore the ones who want to comply to be in good faith compliance. So we're trying to strike the right balance there, Stan.
What are you going to do for yourself mask-wise as the year continues?
So you mean me personally?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been vaccinated, and I feel that as a result that I'm safe, and I think the vaccines are safe and very effective. But of course, we know with these breakthrough cases that a vaccination doesn't make you totally immune. You're not bulletproof. So as infections are on the rise again and with the Delta variant, I am considering whether in certain circumstances that it would be prudent for me to wear a mask inside. I do respect any other vaccinated person who chooses to wear a mask. That's a personal decision, and it may very well be prudent to take that extra precaution.
Let's shift over to Ball State and enrollment. Now, how is enrollment looking for the fall right now?
We're still feeling some headwinds from the pandemic. Our new freshman class of undergraduates will certainly be somewhat smaller than last year. Frankly, my greater concern when I look at the data is not just our data, but over the last 5 or 10 years, the college-going rate of Indiana high school graduates, which is where we get the majority, the strong majority of our undergraduate students, that college-going rate has been declining for several years, and it's accelerating during the pandemic. And So that causes me to be concerned, not just about our university, but about the future of our state. So we're doing all we can to persuade high school graduates and their families that getting a college education is a great investment, and that making that choice to come to Ball State is a great investment. We are seeing some good news. There's been an increase in new undergraduate transfer students into Ball State. We've seen a modest rebound in on-campus international students, which is a good sign for the future. And we continue to see stable new graduate enrollment. So the picture is mixed.
What do you see as the most difficult challenge for the university as we return to campus for class on August 23rd?
Well, maybe the way I answer that question is kind of what is the concern that I have about the future of the institution. And frankly, my current concern is about the well-being of our people. And that includes our students, but also our faculty and our staff. And specifically, you know, a bit concerned about the level of fatigue that people are feeling right now. Fatigue with the safety protocols. We were talking about that a moment ago. People are tired of wearing masks. They're tired of physical distancing. But yet we know with the spread of the Delta variant that we must continue to be prudent and attentive and flexible. And I'm also concerned with the fatigue, you know, all of the changes and adjustments we've had to make professionally and personally on campus and in our homes. And yet we're about in a few weeks to launch another new academic year. And so we need everyone to come together, faculty, staff, students. We need to embrace the new year with energy and enthusiasm. So I'm hopeful that over the summer, people have been able to recharge and renew, and that we'll be able to face this exciting and promising new year with that energy, enthusiasm, and optimism.
All right, President Jeff Mearns, good to have you back this week. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
Good to be back with you, Stan. Take good care.
And you as well. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.